You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello and welcome to DottoTech this fine, fine July Wednesday. Art. Are we blessed to live here?
It's like God's green earth.
We are a little bit of paradise in the great wet north. That's my new term for us. Do you like that?
The great wet north?
Well, the great wet north is what they used to call Canada.
Yes.
But with Calgary and Toronto this last couple of weeks, we're the great wet north.
Ironically, it's not Vancouver. Yes,
I know, which messes with me a bit. But it was. Do you like? Anyways, I coined the phrase. I wanted to get it. I just coined it. That's all I can do.
Okay. If you hashtag it, it'll be out there in the ether, and nobody can take it from you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to hashtag it today then.
Okay.
I'm going to tweet it out. The Great Wet North. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was a stroke of brilliance. It shows how low my expectations are of myself these days.
But you try, though, and that's what's important. Every week you just try.
The problem is it's our guest this week, and you know where I'm going with this.
I see the ladies, yes. And before we start, I should say that I feel guilty just a little bit, but I did buy a bike over the weekend.
See, this is the thing. This is what happens with these people, these types of people, with the health nicks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come into your life and they're healthy and you love them because they help you and encourage you to get healthier. And then you just be normal and all of a sudden you feel like you're disappointing them all the time and you feel guilty around them. That is the problem.
That's the point. Yeah, it's not the workout while you're there.
Yeah.
It's the life, it's the other
It's everything else
23
and then it's
hours
it's like
the
it's
day.
Like it's like you're doing something wrong all the time. It's like it's your mom except she's not quite your mom.
Mhm.
You know, I suppose we should introduce who we're talking about.
If you want to, yeah. We can keep talking like this, but we're not going to lose weight doing that.
No, we're not going to do anything. I could. Joining us after a long hiatus, a long, long hiatus. How long has it been?
Since I've talked to you?
No, it's since you've been on the show.
Oh, a year and a half.
Okay, PJ Wren.
Yep. PJ Wren,
who used to be our fitness, she used to come on the show every week. And talk to us about fitness stuff and talk to us about what we were finding online and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was an awesome feature, but she got too busy. And so she hasn't been back.
Now I'm back.
Now you're back, PJ.
Does that mean that I'm not that busy?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound...
There could be lots of reasons for it, and we'll discuss all of those. But with you, you've brought a partner. You've brought Reese Dalby, who is your partner. Hi, Reese.
Yes, hi.
Thank you. And you look so nice and friendly.
Oh, thanks you.
She's got a friendly, welcoming smile, whereas PJ... does have a nice smile, but behind it, there is
I have an
steel.
Edge.
There's steel behind it.
I needed a yin for my yang.
You needed
yin and yang, you know, the balance of the universe.
Awkward moment, but yes, okay, I understand. And
maybe this is why I didn't come back. Now it's all coming back to me.
Did we tease her much?
Yeah, you did, because I talked about grilled tofu last time, and you were all over that.
Well, one time you talked about grilled tofu, and you said it's not bad.
See, I never forgot it. It's imprinted.
Yeah,
anyways, grilled tofu.
Just a minute. Let's do a quick adjustment here on history. You said, and I recall, in Art, you might have to roll out the
file.
We
may need actual footage for this.
You said, it's not that bad. I believe all that I said,
it's
Art
not
was.
It's not that great, but it's not that great. Bad.
Right? Yeah.
And you don't want my opinion on it.
Yeah, Reese is an even cleaner eater than myself.
Oh, do you like tofu?
She likes all sorts of.
Of course. If it's healthy, I love it.
Strange food.
If it's healthy, I love it.
Yep.
Okay. Her children actually request kale.
Kale's fine.
But how many six-year-olds do you know that...
I know one. I know one that's a little bit older that will eat that kind of way. But
yeah.
But that's because they haven't properly been introduced to Lay's potato chips.
Exactly.
But see, the problem though, Reese, is when they taste it for the first time, they're going to realize that you have been lying to them the whole life. It's just another one in the whole, you know, Santa, all those sorts of things. You know,
that'll send them to therapy.
Yeah. Anyways, it's you let me know how that works in the future. Yes, because we should get on topic because we've been promoting this show as Health Online, online workouts, which are becoming increasingly popular. And you've spent, PJ, the last year and a half since you've taken a hiatus from being our regular fitness expert on the show to now building an online presence. And you're moving away from the traditional training, and you're moving online. So tell me, what started this journey?
Basically trying to reach out to more people. I've been a trainer for almost 2 decades now, and I can only touch as many people in terms of fitness and improving their fitness as an 8-hour day. Mm-hmm. And so the evolution of the web and being able to Skype, being able to send out PDFs, being able to YouTube things, the affordability on my end to be able to do that, and then began the accessibility component for other people. I just needed the right partner because I needed a strong nutrition component with my fitness.
Okay.
And that's where Reese came in because we did our market research and saw that there are a number of diets, so to say, on the internet, but there are none that are talking more of a lifestyle, more of using real foods, not asking you to buy supplements or eliminate food groups that we should be eating, making it making it an inability to maintain your weight.
Unsustainable.
Thank you.
Okay. I
got lots of exercises. We make a good team. Anyways, with a progressive strength training program because there was nothing literally out there. So we spent a good 6 months developing and then another 6 months putting people on test cases and tweaking the programs. And Go Fit Gals came into fruition as well as our 21-day and our 6-week shape up.
So that's the name of the news. And you guys have done a beautiful job designing the site. I have to say, I've seen a lot of websites. And for this to be a first blush, it's a really nicely designed site.
Thank you.
GoFitGals.com. GoFitGals.com. We know that online fitness has got tremendous traction. It's a bunch of fat people sitting at home late at night thinking, I got to do something about my life, doing a lot of research, so looking stuff up. But looking stuff up and then actually getting engaged in doing it, there has to be a bit of a disconnect there. How do you create an online program that you really get people engaged with?
We use social media, which I think Reese can speak quite a bit about.
Yeah, well, we noticed that a lot of the time you purchase something and then you're just sent on your way. It's like, okay, good luck. I got your money now. And for us, it's more of a long-term progression. We want to help them through it. So that's where our social media comes in. We're always on social media, making sure we're encouraging, motivating, giving tips, inspiring, giving more workouts that are free and recipes and challenges and everything to make sure that they can be successful at changing their habits.
Because so much of the workout side, we're not going to talk about the eating side because we'll get to that. But so much of the workout side of personal training is, just kicking your butt.
Yeah.
Somebody kicking your butt because you can't kick your own butt. Is that component, how do you fill in? Because you can't sit there and tell them two more, and you can't watch the person and make them do the exercise the way you can when they're sitting in front of you as a personal
trainer. Agreed. And there's no program that's going to replace a personal trainer,
mm-hmm.
right? You have to have some sort of self-motivation to start these plans or any plan. And I hear time and time again from my clients, no, I wouldn't be able to do this workout the way as hard as I do when I'm with you.
Yeah.
But what we essentially want to do is show them, because most people will only give about 50% of their effort. We want to show them what 75 can do.
Yeah.
So we recommend a little heavier weights than the traditional programming states that you find on the internet. Mm-hmm. We have a beginner's plan for people that are just getting back into it after many years or who have an injury. So that's not so freaky because those type of people, they don't want to hurt. They don't want an exercise program that's going to cripple them. And we don't have to cripple them. We can get you to where you need to be in 6 weeks with a progressive plan. It's all about layering on top.
And we also give a plan, which is important for somebody. Like, I'm not a trainer myself. And so for me, I look at my weights and my equipment and I'm like, well, where do I start? But I have a plan that says today do this, and you know what you have to do. So you feel like you've got a plan in place and you can actually achieve that. And then you end up wanting to push yourself because you see what you're able to do.
How tempting is it to tell people that it's easy when you're online?
Because
you're
trying to get it all. It's not easy.
We never do. We always tell them you have to want it.
Yeah.
If you want it, you'll do it. And when people see after 3 weeks, in our 6-week shape up program, after 3 weeks, how far they've already come, that's usually when we see the light flip and they go, I can do this, and they push themselves further.
So let's talk about the digital assets then, because this is a computer show. It's not a get skinny show. It's a computer show.
We don't
show.
Want you to get skinny.
Oh, I want to get skinny. I take skinny. Art, would you take skinny?
I'll take less fat. How's that?
But if it's a choice between fat and skinny, what would you go for?
I wouldn't go skinny.
How about skinny or rich?
How about healthy?
All these options. Okay.
So, what was
again? Completely derailed my question.
Sorry.
I was asking about the digital side.
Yep.
So how does it differ training somebody in person and then giving us a series of tools online? Because there are so many online right now. I mean, I've tried that Couch to 5K, which is great.
Hey, that's a great app.
It's a great app.
It is kind of scary for a trainer to send out exercises that, you know, if not done properly, could do you more harm than good. So we've tried to cover all our bases. Within the programs, you get a separate ebook with PDF and pictures of each exercise with safety cues, as well as we have a members-only site on our website, which gives you access to instructional video of each workout and each exercise. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I get a lot of people that'll email me on their own and say, hey, I've got a knee issue.
Yeah.
Or they'll Facebook it. And we're actually within 24 hours, we get back to pretty much any tweet, any Facebook, and any email so that we can sort of stop any type of injury or any poor form.
Do you end up having a dialogue of some sort with all of your clients?
No. I wouldn't say, but a lot, yeah. Not emails, yeah.
We're always, that's part of what we offer. And when you purchase the plan, you get a personal trainer and a nutritionist with it. Mm-hmm. And so they can contact us anytime and we will get back to them to help them through it. That is the joy of the digital age. Why not take advantage of it and say, you can access us anytime and we'll make sure that we help you out. I mean, you can be successful.
Have you engaged in gamification at all? PJ, you are always big on making contests and stuff like that. Are you doing
it? You know me well. We do 3 challenges a year, and we're actually going to ramp up a big one in September in conjunction with our 1-year birthday. And yeah, so the challenges are designed to help implement healthy habits on a daily basis so that people can see how easy it is and for us to reach out to a broader audience. And we, you know, raffle off swag, and it's a lot of fun.
Now, are you finding that your clientele is regional, or are you really have you kind of spread far afield? Is most of your clients ones that are in the greater Vancouver area that you probably would have had some contact with in the past anyways?
I'd say in the last 6 months we're now seeing outside, and we'll actually text each other, hey, do you know so-and-so? Nope. Yippee. So yeah, it's kind of cool when you see Nevada, Panama, we've had Australia, Ireland, when you see, okay, this is what we can do and this is the audience that we can reach. So it's just letting people get to know us through social media so that they recognize that we do know what we're talking about and we do care about them reaching their goals. And then when they're ready, they come around onto our website.
So you are a trainer and a nutritionist who have come together and built a online fitness program, a complete program. So you've obviously had to learn a lot about the technology and the delivery systems. And
yes.
Played with the delivery
still
systems.
Learning. Reese's it's all right. Yeah. Reese's much better. I don't know the terminology as well as Reese does. When we developed our website, the IT people from that site would usually talk with Reese.
Okay.
I was the humor. Yeah, a little sometimes.
Well, that's stressful. It's stressful putting a website together.
Holy cow.
It is stressful, yes.
And it looks so simple when it's all done.
I know.
But so much work goes into it. But as much work as goes into the website's not what's going to make you successful. Your marketing is ultimately the issue. So now we're also, at the same time as you're learning about delivering stuff online, I imagine that 90% of your marketing has to be social media.
Oh, yeah.
Going through social media.
100%.
How are you guys doing that? How do you handle that? How do you grow a business? And how do you learn about a new business at the same time as learning about a new marketing channel?
You know, the marketing is pretty simple if you understand social media. It's relational. People want relationships. They don't get that these days because everything is face to computer instead of face to face. So we spend our time developing relationships. Let's get to know you. You've got questions we want to answer because now we know where you're at in life and what you're needing. And we want people to know that they always have that friend that's supporting them on their journey in health. And that's what social media lets us do. It lets us build relationships with these people.
And do you find that you're partnering differently than you were when you were just when you were a local business, you would partner with some local, like you used to partner with the yoga guys locally and that kind of stuff and the grocery stores locally. One of the reasons that you guys kind of hit my radar again was we had Carrot Lines on the show a couple of weeks ago. And they saw a tweet from you or a tweet, anyways, and it turned out that you guys are partnering with them, and they're very obviously social media aware.
Yeah.
They're the nutrition information company that when you go into stores, you scan the label and they give you the real nutritional bump font.
Great app.
Best app. Yeah, we love that app. Use it all the time.
So is that a difference, or is it the same as when you did things locally, or is it now completely different where you find you're partnering with a wider spectrum of people?
You have to partner wider. I mean, we can partner local sometimes, but we need to be able to reach, you know, people with prizes and, you know, partners and sponsors that go all over the world. So we work hard to make sure we're hitting lots of different companies. And
but we're also very, and even though we're small potatoes, we're still very picky on who we partner with.
Yes.
We want to make sure that their message blends with ours.
Yes.
That they're not promoting.
So Frito-Lay's is not going to be.
Yeah, no. McDonald's, you know, they called last week. No, just joking.
But that's why it works so well with Carrot Lines. Right?
It works beautifully with Carrot Lines.
We believe in. Yeah.
So your go-to product is a 6-week shape up program?
And a GoFit 21. So 6 weeks or 21 days. That's all we ask, and we can change your life.
And how much does it cost me to go on for 6 weeks or 21 days?
$130 for 6 weeks, $100 for 21 days. In addition, you become then a member of our community. So you'll get future updates for free. We just released our barbecue edition, which you would use after our plans, with over 30 grilling recipes. I don't believe there's any grilled tofu on that one. So,
might be one.
There might be. There you go, Steve.
You make me eat it. Can I eat all the chicken, or do I just have to eat the
breast?
You
can eat the chicken. And,
I'm just saying, all the number of times I've had people who are skinnykins looking at my chicken and say, I'm not going to eat the thighs. And I'm going, well, just.
That's where the flavor is. People on our plans actually will tweet our Facebook and complain that they feel like they're eating too much because we've got the right.
It's true.
It's true.
Art,
that
do you
no
believe
lie.
This for a second?
I'm starting to believe it. I there's two of them, Steve. I can't side with you.
Okay,
and
Steve.
They look
here
stronger.
We go.
So
here, hold
too
on.
Much
no, no,
of
no,
what?
No, 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 no. We're on the show now. So
okay.
I throw this out to you.
Okay.
You do the 6 week shape up.
Shoot.
Right.
I knew this was
with
coming.
With GoFit Gals, and we will personally coach you each week.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it. But here's the thing. Do you disenfranchise guys like Art and me, because we're not GoFit Gals. We're GoFit dudes.
You're GoFit guys, but it's Reese and I that are the gals, not you guys.
Oh, I see.
So, no, you don't.
I should have recognized
no skirts required.
The gals.
I kind of look good in a skirt. But okay.
Well, we can make you look better after 6 weeks.
Okay. So, 6 week program. We're going to try out a 6 week
yes.
program. Do you want to do it, Art?
I can do it.
Awesome.
You say you can do it. You say.
You just bought the bike, so.
I did buy the bike.
Perfect.
I'm halfway there.
Yeah, but you don't know what type of bike.
I just have to get on.
Kind of.
Almost.
Kind of.
I have to learn
this
how.
This will be a rude awakening for you, Art.
I have to learn how to ride. So the last question is, who is your ideal client?
Somebody who wants to change.
Yeah.
That's all. You just have to want it. We give you everything you need to do it, but we can't make you do it. And if we made you do it, you'd swing the pendulum the other way when you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
that happened before. PJ was so mean. She used to beat me up. I can't tell you the tears I spent.
Actually, he did cry. I remember that one session.
I promise we won't make you
cry. I nearly
cried,
but that hurt. I was in pain.
Well, if you did it right, it wouldn't hurt.
Steve, I don't make people cry. So you
no,
have
that's why I have her.
Me. It's a perfect combination. I'm the encourager.
She's nurturing.
She gets the job done.
Good cop, bad
sure
cop.
Like,
yeah.
I like I love PJ, but I like these.
You'll learn to love me too, Steve.
Actually, in this case, it's better to be liked than loved. Trust me. GoFit Gals is the site. We will figure out, and we will announce on our on the Facebook page when we're going to get going. Maybe we'll have to have a weigh-in before or something like that. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to share that.
No, you don't have to share that, but maybe
sure.
a weigh-in
sure.
for yourself. You need you need to know where you start.
We should just post pictures of ourselves down in our Speedos. Art and Steve in a Speedo standing in front of the camera. What do you say, Art?
As long as it's very, very dark, poor lighting.
PJ's not just
actually no lighting at all.
Just put up a black picture. That's us.
Oh, I dare.
Just
there
the two eyes.
Go.
All you just see is two eyes.
The after photo. We could just rock the after photo then.
Yeah, thank God for Photoshop. GoFitGals.com is the address. We have a 21-day and a 6-week program, and I'm fascinated to see how you guys are going to grow on social media. We'll keep our eye on you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
DottoTech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Do you have a comment or question for DottoTech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. DottoTech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
It is that time of year when we are hitting the road. Are you going on vacation anywhere, Art, this summer?
Not this summer. Not across the border.
Yes, because that's what we're going to talk about right now, border crossing stuff. Because you just foreshadowed our next guests.
I have that innate sixth sense.
There we go. Joining me in studio right now is Amir Abelholson and Christian Paul, who are with Rome Mobility. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Rome Mobility is gaining quite a reputation as the traveler's best friend. You guys provide mobility services for people heading, especially to the States. That's your main market, right?
That currently is our main market, yeah.
Okay, so basically you must love the news. You must love all of the stories of people that go down the States, don't turn off roaming data and all those things, and then come back with basically having to sell their house because Rogers or Telus or somebody is charging them so much money for their roaming fees. But that's really your stock and trade is eliminating those things.
It is. I mean, you chuckle when you hear them, but at the same time, you kind of know the heartbreak that somebody's going through when that bill shows up in the mail.
Yeah. Oh, it must just shatter them. So let's talk about the basic products that you guys have. You have either SIMs, handsets, or hotspots. Are those the three products?
That's right. Yeah,
yeah, Christian. Mm-hmm. And so that will allow people to buy access when they're in the States. So walk me through the process. If I'm heading down in the States for a week, what's my best course of action?
Sure. So you can get one of our SIM cards if you have an unlocked phone. Mm-hmm. And we sell them in the standard SIM format, the micro SIM, and the nano SIM. So basically for any device out there, we've got a SIM card tailored for it.
And so the standard SIMs, which are like most of the older phones have, the micro SIM, is that the format that the iPhone uses?
Yeah, iPhone 4, 4S, and I think the Nexus 4, and some of the Android-based phones, they take the micro SIM.
Okay.
And the nano SIM is specifically for the iPhone 5.
Oh, of course, Apple has to change the rules yet again. I didn't even know that there was a different SIM in the 5. I should have paid attention to that. If I have an unlocked phone, then I take the SIM, plug it in, and do I have now a different phone number? How does that all work?
Yeah, so when you plug in the SIM into the phone, you have to activate it on our website, and then you get a new U.S. number. Mm-hmm. And then what you do is you top up with any one of our plans. So we sell plans.
So once you've bought the SIM once, you'll keep the SIM, and then you'll use it over and over again.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. It doesn't expire for a year. As long as you use it once a year, then it'll stay active.
Now, does the SIM have, is it amount of time? Like, is it a week, 2 weeks in the States, or is it a number of minutes that I'm using it?
It's by the day.
Okay.
So we sell plans by the day. We sell them in bundles for 1 day, 3 days, 7 days, 14 days.
If I buy a 7-day bundle and I go down to the States for 4 days and I come back, do I still have 3 days credit?
No.
Or are they contiguous?
No. But you can mix and match our plans. You can stack them back to back to get coverage for the number of days that you're going down.
Okay.
So if you're going for 4 days, you'd buy a 3-day and the 1 day. So one thing I should point out here is when you buy one of our plans, you can schedule it to start whenever you want. So you can set it all up before you go down on your trip to the States. You can schedule it to coincide with your travel times.
Okay. And there's three different plans. There's a talk plan, a data plan, a talk and text, and a talk, text, and data plan.
That's right.
And so, if you are going down, and we'll talk about the data plan more, I'm sure, when we talk about the mobile hotspot, which we'll be talking about in a few minutes. But for as far as plugging into SIMs, people are either going to be getting talk and text or just the talk, text, and data, I guess. Now, I get assigned a new number when I activate the SIM. Does that number stay with the SIM when I buy a plan, then 4 months later I buy another plan because I'm heading back, it's going to be the same number?
It's going to be the same number. So okay. That is your number for as long as the SIM is active. And a lot of our customers, they put it on their business cards. They give it to all their family and friends. That is your number to keep.
Okay. So is there any way to elegantly, without incurring a bunch of costs, forward your existing number to that number? Because I know that sometimes if you do that, you'll end up with some pretty steep costs, right?
Yeah, it really depends on what kind of a plan you have with your Canadian cellular provider. Mm-hmm. If you can do that sort of call forwarding without incurring extra charges. But that is to say, if you don't have that option on your plan, then you might incur extra charges.
So yeah. So that's something that you should probably call their customer service, because it's confusing how they decide to bill that.
Yeah, yeah, and actually we're working on a solution to fix that problem. Right, mm-hmm. we're looking at a call forwarding solution so that people can call forward their Canadian number to a local number, not have to rack up any long distance charges there, and we'll automatically reroute that call to their Roam number.
Holy cow, that's a couple of steps.
It is, but the one thing where Roam has been very successful is that you have to keep in mind it's a service that's by Canadians for Canadians. Mm-hmm. And so every single time we put out a new plan or a service and we get feedback from the customer base, we have to always engineer something around it to make it even more elegant. So people praise us all the time and they love the fact that, yeah, it's incredibly easy to activate, incredibly easy to schedule the plans, but you've got to make it a very Canadian product. So yeah, it's been working out well for us so far. So we're getting there. Every single few months, we've got some kind of new feature that works out for the customer.
You said something very important at the very first statement you made, which was if you have an unlocked phone. If you don't have an unlocked phone, what do we do?
Well, we sell an unlocked phone that you can use. It comes with one of our SIM cards, mm-hmm. and it's a dual SIM phone with a full keyboard, so it's great for texting. And
it looks a little bit like a BlackBerry, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It looks a lot like a BlackBerry. but it's a talk and text phone only, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, does it have Bluetooth or anything else built into it?
Yeah, it has Bluetooth.
And can you turn it into a hotspot?
You cannot turn it into a hotspot.
Okay, so you can't turn that phone into mm-hmm. a hotspot. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the option then, if you have a locked phone, is you would carry two phones down there, so you'd have all of your addresses and stuff, I guess, and your appointments and stuff on your Android or your iPhone or whatever, and then you carry this as an extra phone. I guess that's probably just the only real option people have unless they can get their phone unlocked.
That's right.
Yeah. And but for the cost of your phone, which is about $50, that's less than you're going to be normally able to get it on your existing phone unlocked. But it's worth thinking about getting your phone unlocked at that point, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just for the reasons that you cited, you know, you have all your contacts on your primary phone, and you know, maybe you have a smartphone with a nice camera on it, mm-hmm. so you can take pictures while you're away. You know, for whatever reason, a lot of our customers choose to unlock their primary device and then get our SIM cards.
And you said dual SIM phone. We used to hear a lot about dual SIM phones, but I don't think they're in vogue anymore. I can't think of any of the main phones that are dual SIM.
They're popular in Europe.
Okay.
Because a lot of people do. I mean, roaming is a big issue in Europe, and that's why the government actually had to get involved in terms of reducing the roaming rates, because you get one zone and people just can cross multiple borders in a single day.
Yes.
So dual SIM phones were great because it gave you the ability to have, you know, your at-home service, but at the same time you had your secondary service wherever you were traveling. Mm-hmm. And it's still till today, it's fairly popular in Europe. But as Christian was saying, the majority of our customers today unlock their phones. And anytime I come across anybody, I tell them, if you've got a smartphone, it should be unlocked. I mean, it's just for a matter of principle alone anyways.
Well, certainly at the end of the contract, that was one of the things that I was happy with. I'm sure you guys were as well, with the recent CRTC ruling that the phone manufacturers now have to unlock your phone after 2 years or after your contract is over, which is that the rule?
The carriers that have to unlock
the phone. To unlock the phone. Yep. So that's good. And if you haven't got it unlocked, it'll cost you typically anywhere between, what, about $75 and $120 to have it unlocked?
No. So the CRTC rule is really good, because what it does is it allows you to buy get a brand new iPhone, for example, which is a $700 device on its own. After 90 days of in contract, you can go to the carrier and get it unlocked. So currently, right now,
is it for free? They have to do it for free now?
No, they can still charge a fee. Mm-hmm. Right now, the policy exists actually with Rogers and with TELUS as of today. So with TELUS, it's $35.
Wow.
And with Rogers, it's $50.
Okay.
And the unlocking process, especially through a carrier, is incredibly easy. You just do it over the phone, pretty much. If you have another device, you can go online and there's thousands of websites that do unlocking, and the cost could be anywhere. I've seen it as cheap as $1 to as high as $20. Yeah. So it all varies. The iPhone, you still have to go through your carrier on getting that one done.
Okay. I don't want to undermine your marketplace, but at $40 for your phone, which is a great value. I mean, I'd rather have an unlocked iPhone if I had my choice. So
And there's people that just don't want to, they don't want to mess with it. They want to leave it the way it is. But, you know, our SIM card's $19.95. For an extra $30, you end up getting a brand new phone, including the SIM card as well, too. So it's a nice, you know, it's a nice extra to have for a little bit of extra money. But like I said, about 80% of our customers today use the SIM card only.
Yeah. Okay. And then they just pop out their existing SIM card, pop the new one. And then, of course, all of your data stays the same on the phone at that point. So your calendar's still there. What about email? Your email would be, does it respect the same email address? How does that work?
Everything pretty much stays the same.
Okay.
So you don't have to change the phone number.
Yeah.
The phone number changes. You make a very small setting change inside of your, for example, an iPhone. I think it's just one quick link and pressing a button, and it's changed within seconds. And then from there, you've got everything else on your phone is exactly the same. Your contacts are in place. And the nice thing with Roam Mobility is that when you get, especially with the talk plan or with text, all of your calls and all your text messages back to Canada are completely free.
Yeah. And it's $2.95 a day basically for, is it $2.95 a day for the plan? Is that what
that's
it is?
That's for the talk and text.
For the talk and text. And it's unlimited. It's long distance Canada and US.
It's real unlimited. Yeah. We provide full unlimited service for the day. So for when it comes to talking and texting, there is no way you can pay more than $2.95 a day.
So you calling out is free, but you do have to pay attention that if somebody's calling you from Canada on the phone, they might be incurring long distance charges on their end.
They may be incurring long distance charges on their
depending on their plan.
It all depends on their plan, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Well, that to me is incredibly convenient, and with the texting option as well. Talk to me about the data plan on top. That's basically just for web browsing and for email?
No. I mean, the data plan is for an extra dollar. So for $2.95, if you want to add data onto the talk and text plan, it's just an extra dollar a day and we give you 100 megabytes, which is about 3 gigabytes a month, about three times the average user in Canada. From there, with 100 megabytes, you're using Google Maps, you're using your email, you're watching, you're streaming music, you're doing most of the basic stuff that you do, except maybe you're not streaming high definition movies for that kind of amount. And then from there, you're good to go. So for $3.95, you've got unlimited talk, unlimited texting, and you got 100 megabytes of data. Then you can go with just a data only plan, which we sell in fairly large buckets.
Okay. And who primarily does that? Is that business guys that want to stay in touch with their email primarily?
Most of our hotspot customers, our hotspot customers, they buy primarily just data. The data plan. And then the other option too is a lot of smartphone users will buy it and use their own smartphone as a hotspot itself, or they're using Skype or they're using any of the other calling features, just using data only connection.
And that's the other product. And it's one that actually I find the most interesting is called Liberty Mobile Hotspot, which is a little Wi-Fi hotspot that you sell for $100, and it allows you to just basically, it gives you a data bucket of data while you're traveling. So if you're traveling with two or three other people, your kids, you can all be getting your texts, you can all be getting your email right in the car on your phone as long as you turn off the roaming, but you turn on your data, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, my sister had one of those and she took a road trip down to California. She said it was great. The kids are watching Netflix movies on the back. They've got the maps up on the GPS. You know, everyone was hammering away on the data and all for a low cost.
And so if you're using a tool like, what's the name of the texting tool that allows you to text through the internet as opposed to the mobility?
iMessage on the iPhone.
WhatsApp. That's it.
Yeah.
So you make sure that you're connected with WhatsApp, and then so you can, for most people, texting is just as good as phone. So you're completely connected with your existing phone. Just make sure you flip off that. Flip off the cellular connection and just use the Wi-Fi connection at that particular point. So that seems to me to be a really compelling product. Now, are you finding that that's being bought by a lot of families?
We do. I mean, we have families will buy two or three SIM cards and they'll buy a hotspot as well too. Mm-hmm. So everybody's got the data connection, especially when they're at the hotel. They don't want to use that, you know, that terrible Wi-Fi connection that you usually get in the hotel. The other thing about the hotspot, which is important, is it's very secure. So if you're using, instead of using public Wi-Fi, you've got your own personal secure hotspot that's powering your devices via Wi-Fi, but it's using a very secure cellular connection.
And there's always, because that's the thing, there's always internet cafes, you know, Starbucks and stuff that you can always jump on the internet. But if you're going to be, say, doing banking or anything like that, you probably want a little more secure connection.
And the hotspot's about as secure as you're going to get. So that's, you got that fact covered. But you're down in, you know, Disney World, which we see a lot of our families using it, and, you know, everybody will have their own phone. They've got the talk and text. They never have to worry about finding each other. And at the same time, they've got data on the go anywhere they are.
So for the preponderance of Canadians who do so much travel to the States, these products are awesome. What about ones that are going further? First, anywhere in the States, does this work Alaska and Hawaii first?
Hawaii, yes. Alaska, no.
Okay. Next question is, what about if I'm going on down to Mexico?
We're working on it.
Okay. And I suppose I shouldn't even bother asking if I'm going to France.
We're working on it. And they are coming. We'll have some big announcements next year in regards to those areas. The big thing is that, you know, Roam Mobility has managed to establish itself as a, you know, the biggest roaming replacement service for Canadians. We've got tens of thousands of customers using it now. It's growing dramatically every single month. And then from there, it's just a natural extension that we're working with other carrier partners around the world to extend the same type of pricing wherever they go.
Where do people go to get the product?
We've got about 500 retailers across the country right now. Western Canada, one of the most popular places is London Drugs. But a lot of cellular retailers, a lot of unlocking shops have it. Several chains. We're going to next month we'll make some announcements. Some more major retailers are coming on board.
Well, all
too.
Of our listeners are pretty comfortable going to London Drugs, so yeah. I think we'll just stay with that. It's available at London Drugs. That's what the Dottotech crowd needs to know.
There you go. So London, definitely London Drugs, and then at the same time, just visit the website and you'll find one of our retailers on there.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. And we've got some great news because we're giving some away.
What?
Say what? Yeah.
Like anyone can get it?
No, you can't.
Oh. Okay. Well, then I care a little less.
You should care for the listeners, for our loyal listeners who have a chance to win. We're giving away a SIM with 7-day package, and we're also giving away one of the hotspots, which is really cool, with a 500 megabyte package. I almost gave away 500. I almost said 500 gigabytes. And, yeah, we'd be paying for that. Yeah, so that's great. And so it's a talk and text package on the phone, right? And the data package
talk text data package on the SIM.
Oh, I have to change our marketing materials.
Yeah, so it's a full
so
package on
better.
The SIM, and then it's a 500 megabyte package on the hotspot device.
Okay, good stuff.
What do they have to do to win, Steve?
They have to come to our Facebook page and look for the Roam Mobility contest, or come to dottotech.com and enter to win there. It's simple. Even you could do it, and you can enter. Your dad can enter, Art, but you can't.
All right, just forget about the last name. Is that? Because there could be millions of factors out there in Dottotech
land. I'll know it's you or your dad. I'll know it's you or your dad. Why, Art, we've got to display a certain degree of professionalism and not beg every guest for their giveaways.
That's true. Yeah. But I still will try.
Okay. Guys, I got to thank you very much for this. It's we see you, certainly see your signs as we're heading down across the border. I think it's a really interesting and compelling service, really definitely responding to the needs of the marketplace. Sorry, Art.
I'm just curious to, we talked about the stories. Have you guys heard of the horror stories? And what's your favorite one that somebody came in and they went on a trip, forgot to turn off their phone? And how much were the prices at?
We talked about a little bit off the top. But
we never said numbers, though. I mean, if these people are saving, are spending $3 a day or $30 for their trip, like, what are they looking to save?
What's the biggest number you've heard? Okay.
Oh, what are they looking to save? I mean, if you're talking about talk and text, even with the data, the funny part about our service is the more you use, the more you save. The savings get bigger and bigger. So if you end up sitting having a conversation for 2 hours on the phone that day, your savings are going to be potentially in the thousands of dollars. It's amazing. Yeah. The best horror story I've heard, I think in the last year was on the news, was about an $11,000 bill, somebody using Netflix in...
Yeah, 22.
Or 22.
22.
Yeah, 22.
$22,000.
$22,000, and they were
now,
using Netflix in Arizona.
Real, they did not end up paying that, but they That's still true. Paid somewhere around $2,000.
It was still a hefty bill, and I think and I heard one recently, $6,000, that was reduced to $500. But if you think about it, they're going down to the U.S. for just a matter of days, and for us, a 7-day package, so unlimited talking, unlimited texting, and 700 megabytes of data, which is quite a bit especially on a smartphone. You're looking at about a $28 bill at the most, mm-hmm. right? And you can't pay more than that. That's the best part
That's
of
right,
it.
That's right. Yeah. If you hit the data, well, the talk and text is unlimited, but the data, there's a cap, and once you hit it, it just cuts off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at the 40-day package. It's $50 for talk, text, and data, and that's 1.4 gigabytes, which is a tremendous amount of mobility data. Yeah. So that's that's going to serve you well, Art, unless you're watching Netflix.
Well, if you're on vacation, you shouldn't be watching Netflix anyway.
You shouldn't be. Yeah, exactly.
Should be enjoying whatever town you're visiting.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's it. That's Rome Mobility. And the website, romemobility.com. Come to dottotech.com or visit us on Facebook and enter to win. We are going to be giving away on next Friday. We got this going for 1 week. We're going to be giving away a SIM with 7 days and a hotspot with 500 megabytes of data. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Steve Dotto. Thanks, Steve. Tuned in.
Do you have a comment? Dottotech is brought to you in part by London website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Joining me now online, Julian Saunders from beautiful downtown Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. How's your summer going, Julian?
Oh, I'm doing really good. Nice and sunny out here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yep. We're already starting to look towards fall because I'm starting to hear lots and lots of people talking about the big battle of the fall, Xbox One versus PlayStation 4. And to be honest, we haven't paid much attention to it on the show. So can you give us kind of the score, what's going on between the consoles?
Well, everybody's been waiting for all the details of the new consoles, and we finally know what's coming. Both Sony and Microsoft have released full, almost complete details of the new consoles. There is going to be some fairly big competition in the living room this fall. They're doing a lot more than games, for sure, too. So it's going to be great for staying connected and keeping people up to date with the streaming services. It's going to be a very interesting fall.
So both of these devices, correct me if I'm wrong, but both of these devices are trying to become the main interface for your TV, right?
Right, yeah, especially the way that Microsoft has plugged the key features, because they always gave you three of the top ones when they're teasing you for new hardware. Mm-hmm. And Xbox One is going right at their third point is about games, but the first two are all about keeping your living room connected. It's got a really neat way of integrating with your digital cable box, all of your online services like Netflix and renting and buying movies from Microsoft, and your games. You can switch very seamlessly. So it'll be the one box that does everything for you.
So will Xbox One then, one of the issues that I have right now, for example, is we've got to go and select different sources. If we're watching our PVR in our normal cable signal, we've got one source, and then you have to switch sources in order to watch Apple TV we have set up in our particular house. Then we have to switch sources again for our movies and stuff that we have stored on our own hard drives. Then, of course, switch sources again to watch any DVDs that you happen to have. So it's fairly cumbersome, you know, just managing inputs on the TV.
Right.
Is Xbox One going to find a way to alleviate that input nightmare?
For some of them, yes. Not all of them. Unfortunately, it's not like an amp that can just take any signal.
Yeah.
So it'll take a little bit before you've got full ability to do all your different devices. It will work, though, for all of your main streaming internet ones and your digital cable box.
Oh, so even pulling those two together. So now Netflix and digital cable box will be on the same input.
Right, yeah, and all your Xbox stuff will be all on the same place, so you won't see, you won't have all the confusion that you had before when you're switching between your box for this and that and the other streaming services that you might use. It'll make that whole thing very easy.
Okay, that sounds good. What are you doing, Julian? You walked away from the microphone. Are you multitasking with the whole Dottotech world listening to you?
I'm good now. Sorry about that.
It's okay. It's just like, Julian's making a sandwich. So now, it's interesting that they're spending so much time talking about how you connect, and the gaming is third as far as the speaking notes with Xbox One. Is PlayStation following the same model?
They actually started with gaming first, because they've always been the kind of hardcore gamer wannabes. They've always fallen second suit to Xbox's popularity with game exclusive and such. So they do have an impressive variety of connected services and how you switch between two. They don't integrate with your digital cable service, so the TV side of things is the only thing it's missing, but for the hardcore gamers, they're getting a dramatic upgrade in the hardware side. It's getting much faster. It's getting a whole bunch of neat cloud-connected services, too. So there'll be a lot of people asking if you can play PlayStation 3 games on the PlayStation 4. And the full details of that aren't out yet, but PlayStation has promised that they're going to have a cloud server that has PlayStation 3 games that you own, so that stream basically to the new system, because it's a new language for the inside of the box, so you can't just pop in the old disc. But it for the gamers out there, they're going right at the PlayStation 4, because it's got a lot of gamers first kind of an attitude to towards it. So,
and they're feeling a bit disenfranchised by Microsoft's new licensing policies, where it's going to be very difficult to sell used games. It's going to be very difficult to play games offline. You're going to have to be online and in being, you know, getting authentication all the time. There's been a lot of buzz about that, right?
Yeah, they did do a lot of buzz because they hadn't really said much. They just did a little teaser at first, and then they released some more details at E3 and in a full blog post. So they've removed the requirement to have your Xbox plugged in all the time. There was supposed to be a limit on how many times or for how long you could play a game on somebody else's Xbox. So, you know, you go over to your buddy's house and you bring your copy of a game that he doesn't have. There used to be a limit on how long that game would work, and now those limits are gone. They've also done the same thing that Sony did, and you just basically can stick the game in the box and play it. That part of it isn't going away. Microsoft got a lot of negative feedback, so they responded to that by removing that. They're basically going to be the same. There is a connection requirement needing you to have a Microsoft account, but that's just during the setup of the console. Once it's set up and locked to an account, you're okay. You can unplug and not use it.
So early results. Who's your favorite? Which one, if you could only buy one for home or only have one for home, which one would you choose?
Honestly, for me, it's a really tight race, but I would go with the Xbox One because of how the new Kinect works.
Yes.
Yeah, voice controlling it and switching between a movie and the TV really super fast. It's amazing, some of the demos that are online. So for me, I'm kind of leaning towards that.
So this fall, it's going to be the reinvention of the living room.
You got it, yeah. And we have available for pre-order on our website on LennonDrugs.com. You can pre-order the Xbox One. So if you're eager Xboxer, we've got that one available.
Well, pricing has been set. Has pricing been set?
Yeah, it's $399.
$399, there you go. Okay, we'll keep our eye on this one and we'll talk about it more come fall.
Sounds good.
That's Julian Saunders of London Drugs.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better. Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Well, Art, it was an eventful show here this week on Dottotech. I think we learned a lot.
Yeah, from video games to working out to crossing the border and not getting a crazy cell phone bill.
Yeah, yeah. The guys at Roam Mobility, they've caught a lot of flavor. I'm surprised that there isn't more competitors or that the cell phone companies themselves aren't trying to offer things that are this flexible and this creative. But hey, if they're not going to, these guys are doing a great job.
Someone's got to fill that void in the market.
Well, it is a boon to them now to have the insistence. They said it was like 90 days into your plan now the carrier has to unlock your phone, even if they charge you a little bit for that. That is such a right thing to do.
When you were talking about that, so what other benefits, other than obviously getting to use the Roam Mobility, can you get from unlocking a phone?
Well, unlocking a phone means that when your plan ends, you can walk and you can go to any other carrier and plug any SIM in.
So you could take your phone, if you really like your phone, even though phones, after about a year or a year and a half, they tend to be obsolete. But if you tend to like your phone, you don't want to buy a new cell phone or iPhone or BlackBerry, you can just take it across the street to whatever has the best deal.
To another carrier and just get one of their SIMs and put it in and use it, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, traveling, in overseas traveling is the main purpose. I mean, you with an unlocked phone, not only can you use the Roam stuff for when you're in the States, but you could use other products. You know, if you're in Mexico for 3 weeks, you can go to a local carrier there.
Los Telos.
Is that what it's called? Los Telos?
Yeah, or Rogerinos. I don't know. I don't know for sure. I haven't Googled it, but I'm assuming that.
You're assuming, well, or Europe, and you can buy a SIM locally, and you can plug that in, and your phone will work, and all of your data is there. Of course, the number changes, but everything else is the same. Pretty sweet setup. And I'm feeling guilty about about the workout thing. I've let myself go in the last little while.
I haven't told. I couldn't tell. To me, Steve, you look like a beautiful man every week.
Art. Is your review coming up?
Why do you think that I need some sort of positive reinforcement in order for me to give you a compliment?
Because that's what guys do. Guys don't compliment each other unless there's some ulterior motive.
That's true.
I mean, when was the last time some guy walked up and said, Art, you smell good?
Unasked for? I don't know when the last time.
Yeah, see, it doesn't happen.
It's true.
So, and if somebody did, you'd say, what do you want? Isn't that the first thing you'd say? You'd say, what do you want?
Or perhaps maybe I just smelled that great that day.
Yeah, it could be. Now, we do have, you know, it's been a while since we've had a contest, and this is a cool contest to give away on the show. We are giving away a travel sim with Roam Mobility plus 7 days of access. So it's a full sim, whatever sim. The winner lets us know what model sim they want, and they'll send out the appropriate sim with 7 days of access. And then we're also giving away a Wi-Fi hotspot, which is their Liberty hotspot, with 500 megabytes of data.
The hotspot alone, I just checked online, retails at $130.
It doesn't retail for that much?
The box, right?
Yeah, that with the data. With the data, it's about $130. Yeah. The box itself by itself is like $99. And then the data.
No, it's $99 on sale. It's originally $130. Okay. And then plus $30. So we're looking at a deal, a prize pack worth around $160 before taxes.
There you go. Then to enter, you can have two choices because we have revitalized the Dottotech Facebook page. I don't know if you visited it recently, Art, but it was lying dormant. I wasn't doing a lot with it, but recently I've been taking one of Mari Smith's course. Remember we had Mari on there? So she was setting up to do this Facebook marketing course. I've been taking the course. I'm halfway through it now, and I've completely changed our Facebook presence. And it's working. People are coming to it.
You're not just putting more pictures of me up there, are you?
No, I do have pictures of you up that we never had before, though.
Okay.
It's a community. It's the Dottotech community. We're all part and parcel of it. And there's a place there you can click on one of the tabs for the Roam Mobility giveaway, so you can enter there. And when you're there, please like the page if you haven't liked the page, because then what happens is the reason we ask you to like our Facebook page is if you like it, then our notices will end up in your feed. So you'll see announcements, you'll see conversations from guests on the show, that kind of stuff happening in your Facebook feed. So there's a reason to like the Dottotech feed on Facebook, and you should be doing that. And guess what next week is? I'll give you two guesses.
Does it start with an A?
It starts with an A.
I believe it's Apple Wednesday.
It's not Apple Wednesday.
Is not that what
it's App
call?
Wednesday.
Oh, App Wednesday.
Why did you say Apple Wednesday?
I was trying to think of something that started with an A that didn't have the word app in it.
It's App Wednesday next week. And we've just got confirmation of some of the we know Bullwit's gonna be back, Rebecca's gonna be back, Beeler is back, and Hathaway's here. So it looks like we have a pretty good roster coming already. And so yeah, App Wednesday.
All former winners now.
No, Hathaway's never won.
Oh, I thought he won last month.
No, he came close.
Right.
And I actually just kind of threw him a bone. He wasn't really all that close, but I wanted to make sure he keeps coming back, so I'm telling him he's close.
I think he'd come back regardless.
I think he would as well. So we need you to join us all here again next week on Dottotech. I need to thank my guests from Roam Mobility, the GoFit Gals, and, of course, Julian from London Drugs. On behalf of Art Factora, I am Steve Dotto. We will see you next week for more Dottotech.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.